Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. If you remember, we've been talking about, if I can only imagine, if I can just get to that place where the woman with the issue of blood said, if I can just get to that place, if I can just get to where Jesus is, if I can only imagine what would happen if I got to where Jesus is. And then, of course, we know we come in and the lame man that was laying there in Acts chapter number 3, and he said, Peter and John said, look up here. And when he looked up expecting to receive something, and he received. And tonight, I just want to preach a little title of, You Must Believe to Receive. To receive, listen, I want to give you this tonight as your pastor. If you don't believe it, you're not going to receive it. That's just it. If you don't believe it, you're not going to receive it. If you say, well, you're already doubting what God can do. He can do more than you and I can do. He's a lot bigger than we are. He's a lot stronger than we are. He's more capable than we are. And He's calling on us to call on Him and seek Him and believe what He can do. Folks, tonight, I want you to know all the way through the Bible, and you could go through areas in the Bible where people sought after God, and every time anybody truly sought after God with their whole heart, God showed up and answered the need that was in their life. And He answered it according to His will and what needed to be done. So tonight, I could go around this room tonight, and I guarantee you everybody in this room could stand up and tell where God, even though right now you may be in a valley, you may be in a dark place, it may be in a place in your life that you just don't understand right now, I guarantee you, you could go back to a place that you said, yeah, God delivered me there. Yeah, God showed up there. Yeah, God did do that there in my life, and He did. And you received that because you believed that He would. And we must get back to the place where we believe that and we'll receive it. You believe. Lord God, I know You can. I don't know when You're going to do it, but I believe You can. So tonight in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, there is a phrase in here that I want to look at tonight that God's laid on my heart this week. And here it goes. And I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 6. The Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God, here it is, must believe that He is. That He's what? That's my question tonight. You must believe to receive. He said, he that comes to God must believe that He is. That He is what? The writer here is leaving it to you and I. He says, he that cometh to God must believe that He is. That He's what, preacher? What is He? I ask you the question now. What is He in your life? What is He in your life? What is He in your life? You say, well, He's everything to me in my life. You'll forget exactly what He is if He's just everything. When you start pinning down what He is in your life, you can stand in that the rest of your life. Folks, I want you to know tonight that He said that He, and this is what He is, look here, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Father, we love You and we thank You. I ask You to bless the reading of this word tonight. Guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let it be about You, not about me. Whoever come in tonight believing, needing a miracle, needing a touch, they just got to have it tonight. Lord, I pray tonight to be the night they receive it. I claim it tonight in Jesus' name. And they receive this healing. They receive this blessing tonight. Lord God, I pray that You remove the enemy. And Lord God, You let Your Spirit reign in this place. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. You must believe to receive. And as we come tonight, all throughout Scripture, people that believe, they receive from God. In verse number 6 of the text, it says, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. But what must we believe that He is tonight? And I want to start with the text tonight and where we're at in verse number 6. Number one tonight, you and I must believe that He, and I want you to pin this down. Man, this right here is going to take you a long ways in life, and it's going to take you to where you say, I don't know if God will do it. He says tonight, He is a rewarder. Now, He is the one that does the rewarding tonight. If you get a blessing in your life, it come from God tonight. Can I get a witness? Tonight, I want you to know that spiritual blessing or that physical blessing that comes my way and it comes your way tonight, it'll come from God. He said that He is a rewarder tonight. Hey, not that He might be, but He is the rewarder tonight of them that diligently seek Him. That word tonight, diligently, that means they seek Him in every area of their life. Friends, tonight when we seek God, we seek Him in every area of our life. We want to see God move in everything that we do. And you say tonight, if He is a rewarder to them who seek Him, how does He reward them tonight? And I want to take you through the book of Ephesians and Colossians for just a moment, and I want to show you tonight how He is a rewarder to those who seek Him tonight. When we seek God tonight, you know, we don't only seek Him in the good times, but we seek Him in the bad times. Can I get a witness? I've learned in my life, if I only seek Him in the bad times, and when it gets good, I quit seeking Him, it ain't going to be long, I'm going to be back in the bad times. I'm going to be back in them valleys. But I understand tonight that if I must believe to receive that reward that He has for me tonight. Turn with me tonight in your Bibles tonight to Ephesians chapter number 2 tonight. And I want to show you this in the text. He says tonight, He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him tonight. You say, preacher, what does He reward us with tonight? In Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 4, He rewards us tonight with His mercy tonight. Tonight, He rewards us with His mercy tonight. Look what He says tonight. But God, who is rich in mercy. I thank God for that, don't you? He said, God, who is rich in mercy. He's not poor in mercy. He's not bankrupt in mercy. The Bible says tonight, He is rich in this mercy tonight. And when you seek God diligently and you seek Him out and you want to find Him, He will reward you tonight with that mercy like never before. You know, tonight when the Bible says to seek God, I want you to understand this tonight. He's not hiding from you. God's not hiding from you. He's in plain view. He's right in your face. He's right in my face. And all He wants me to do is turn and look at where He's at tonight. You know why He wants me to turn? He wants me to repent. He wants me to get in line with Him. He's not going to get in line with me. Whoa, glory to God. We don't serve a God that gets in line with me. I have to get in line with Him. He don't move. He don't change. He don't lie. He don't do none of these things. He says tonight, but God. Not nobody else but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. He says tonight, He is a rewarder to those who seek Him. He rewards them tonight with mercy tonight. But stay right in that text of Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 14. Not only does He reward us with mercy tonight, that mercy that we have tonight. We deserve the law. We deserve pain. But He gives us mercy. He gives us that in our life tonight. But Ephesians 2:14, this is another thing that God does. How He rewards us. For He is our peace. He said, if you seek Me, you're going to receive mercy. If you'll just seek Me, if you'll get in line, you're going to get the mercy that you need. But if you're not seeking God, and it's always negative, and you're never on the positive side, no matter what you talk about or no matter where you go, if you're the one that's always negative, you will never have the mercy of God show up the way you should. When you get in line, you say, God, I'm going to seek You, and You're going to reward me because I believe You can do it. He's going to pour mercy out on you, and He is going to pour peace. A negative person never has peace. Because you're always negative. They always say, it can't happen to me. It won't happen to me. It can't happen to me. Well, that was a coincidence. Can I say to you tonight, there's no coincidences with God. He knows what He's doing. And I love this tonight. He says in verse number 14, not only does He reward us with mercy, but He rewards us with peace tonight. He said, for He is our peace tonight. For He is our peace, who hath made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. What was that? When He died on that cross, when God Himself in the form of Jesus Christ, when He come down and took on humanity form, when Jesus died on that cross, what did He do? He broke down that middle wall of partition, that was set in between us. When we could not go to God, He tore it down. He ripped the veil from top to bottom. He tore that veil down that we may enter in. He said, preacher, I'm not worthy to seek Him. Friends, I want you to know tonight, if you're born again tonight, or even if you're lost, you are worthy tonight to seek Him tonight. You seek Him, I promise you'll find Him. You say, I can't find Him, I can't feel Him, I can't do this. A lot of times in my life, He's doing more when I don't feel Him. Well, I don't feel like it. When I don't feel it, that's when he's doing more. When I do feel it is when I don't understand. But when I don't feel it and I know it works, that's when I understand, Lord God, I'm walking by faith and not beside. He says tonight in Ephesians 2, 4, he rewards us with mercy and to those that seek him. He rewards us with peace to those who seek him. But I want to give you something else. In Colossians chapter number 3, if you'll turn with me there, Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 4, he not only rewards us with them, but he rewards us with life to those who seek him. Now listen to me tonight. If you're going to have mercy and you're going to have peace, you're only going to have that when you realize you have eternal life with Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. When you realize you got eternal life with Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter number 3 tonight, I love this. He is a rewarder to those who seek him. Man, they seek him and they want to be with him and what he does. He says in verse number 1 of Colossians chapter number 3, if ye then be risen with Christ. If you're born again tonight, if you've been risen from the dead, and tonight if you was lost, in which we all was at one time in our life, listen, you were dead. Ephesians 2 said we were dead in trespasses and sins, okay? So you were dead. And if you're not saved tonight, you're still dead. Doomed for hell. Okay? That's true. But I love this. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ. Well, I got to be a preacher. No, you don't. I got to be a deacon. I got to be used. No, you don't. You got to be none of them to seek God. You don't have to be none of them things to seek God. When you are born again, he puts a little ticker inside of you. He puts the Holy Ghost inside of you. And you get to a place in your life where you seek God in every area of your life. And that's when we grow in Christ Jesus. We just don't make decisions. We seek them out through Jesus Christ. Look what he says tonight. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek, there it is, those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. He said if you want to have mercy, you want to have peace, and you want to have life abundant, you want to have that eternal life, that life that you can lay down at night, and man, I'll tell you what, when you know you're saved, you can sleep. You can sleep. He says tonight, the only way that comes in your life, only way you get that kind of peace is when you seek God. When you seek him. When you walk by faith and you seek God. I know people that saved that have no peace. That are born again but have no peace. You know folks that are born again that has no peace. And that peace only comes from that seeking God on a daily basis. And you seek him in your life. And he says tonight, if we go back to our text in Hebrews chapter 11 in verse number 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Must believe what, preacher? Must believe that he's a rewarder to those that seek him. But number 2, he's the rock on which we stand. Not only is he a rewarder to those that seek him, but he's the rock on which we stand. He's that rock. I wrote this down. That rock that can be stood on. That rock that is solid. That rock that is stable. That rock that is sure. And that rock that cannot and will not be moved. That's who God is. And when you seek him, you'll see him in that fashion. When everything around you is falling away and falling apart and you don't know what to do, go to the rock that's higher than you. Turn with me if you will. Oh, glory to God. Ain't this good? Man, this is what God, man, he excites me. Exodus 33, 21. Let's go there tonight. Exodus 33, 21. Exodus 33, 21. We come to Exodus 33, 21, and we're talking about you must believe to receive. Moses is done went up to the top of the mountain. He, at this point, he's done received the Ten Commandments. He's up on top of the mountain, and they say Moses is dead. He's not come back down. We don't know what's happened to him. He's not come back down. And what do? They quit believing. And you know what they, listen, you know what somebody that quits believing does? If you want to know somebody that's not living the way, in the area of their life, that the faith is where it needs to be, and they're walking in faith, you find somebody that doubts. That's negative all the time. Listen to this tonight. I'll give you this. And here's what they told Aaron. They said, he's not coming down. They was displeased. And here's what they said. They said, we got to have something to worship. And he said, you got any gold? And they said, yeah, we got some gold. And they started giving him gold. You know what old Aaron did? He took that gold and he threw it in the fire. And out walking from that fire was a golden calf. You know what all the people did? They started worshiping something. People has to have something to worship. You and I are going to worship something till the day we die. It's either got to be God or it'll be the worldly things. It's up to you and I what we're going to worship. You must believe it to receive it. So here we go. So Moses is up on top of the mountain. The Lord sees what's going on, and Moses starts coming down. He gets down to where the people is. He takes the Ten Commandments that first off God wrote with his own hand, and he gets down there amongst the people. He sees what's going on. He gets mad, and he breaks the Ten Commandments. Now we got a problem. We got a major problem. You see where when you thought the man was dead and that he wasn't going to come back. Can I say to you, Jesus is not dead and he is coming back. Listen to me. He thought he was dead and he wasn't coming back. So they were just going to live any way we want to. And he said, oh no. Moses started to come back off that hill, off that mountain. He got there, he threw them Ten Commandments down. And when he chunked them down, the Lord, oh man, it displeased God. Man, it displeased him. And when Moses went back to where God was, you know what God did? He went up and he said, take my life from me. He said, man, take my life from me. I want these people to be forgiven. And the Lord said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hide you in a cliff. I'm going to let you write them Ten Commandments again, but you're going to have to write them with your own hand. You're going to have to write them. You're going to have to put work out, and you're going to have to put it forth. Folks, tonight, I want you to know, if you believe God can do it, you won't have to do near as much work as you usually do. If you'll just give it to God, you won't have to put forth near as much effort if you let God handle what's God's. I love this tonight. And we get here, and here's what God tells Moses. He said, I'm going to hide you in the cliff of the rock. I'm going to hide you in this place, and I want you to stay right here. For Union Chapel Baptist Church tonight, we must believe if we're going to receive what God has for us. And we're going to have to continue to seek him diligently, and we're going to have to do that so he can reward us. And the only way he's going to do that is if we stand on that rock that is solid tonight. I want to show you this, what he said here in Exodus. Oh, glory to God. He said here in Exodus chapter number 33 in verse number 21, and the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. You say, preacher, you can get close to God as you want to get. You can get right up beside him if you want to. He said, there is a place beside me if you want to come here. There is a place, but there's some things you and I got to lay down to get right there. There's some things got to be laid aside to get right there. There's some things that's got to be laid aside to get right there. And folks, tonight, my main focus on this is this. He said, and the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Tonight, he is the rewarder to those who seek him, and he's the rock on which we stand. Psalm chapter number 18, verse number 1 through 3. I want you to look at this tonight, and we're going to move on right here. But I want you to get this tonight. When we stand upon that rock, and we understand what God will do in our life and what God can do in our life, it comes clearly. You see God more visibly. Have you ever seen God? I ain't never seen God. The Bible says God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I ain't seen him. But spiritually, I know him. Does that make any sense? I laid eyes on him. Whew. He says in Psalm chapter 18, verse number 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. So tonight, we know when you go to that rock, you'll gain strength. The Lord is my rock, and he is my fortress. So all this is personal. The psalmist said, he's my rock, he's my strength. Tonight I can say he's my rock and he's my strength, but that don't mean he's, Brother Jerry, you have to say it on your own. That's got to be yours. I mean, you can't get that strength from me. It's got to come from God. Folks, tonight, the psalmist said here, the Lord is my rock. He is my fortress, my deliverer. If you're going to be delivered tonight, it's going to be because of God. And he is my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler in the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I'll call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Tonight, as we look into the text tonight, he asks a question. And that's the question. Those that come to God must believe that he is, that he's what? And I hope you're asking yourself all the way through this, what is he? And tonight, when I brought these out, I'm going to bring the last thing out tonight. This is what he is to me that I see in the book. And you go through the book, and there'll be millions of things that he is to you tonight. But ask your question, when's the last time you looked at God as that? When's the last time you looked at God as your rewarder? I used to have a bad thing. I'd say, I worked all week. That's my money. That's my. And then when I got saved, man, I started realizing the reason I went to work is because he gave me breath. He gave me feet to walk on. It changes things. So he's my rewarder. And then when I can't keep going on, I understand it ain't for me to keep going on. It's for me to stand on that rock and trust him because he's my strength. He's my buckler. He's the horn of my salvation. He's who I hold on to. But the third thing tonight that he is to me, not only he's my rewarder, he's my rock, but he is the redeemer who is able to save all mankind. And I want to take you to this. When I read that and it said, must believe that he is, I believe that he is the rewarder, he's the rock, and he is the redeemer who is able to save all mankind. Turn with me, if you will, to John 11. And I want to show you this before we go there. All the way through this, the question is this, he's going to be asked in all three of these texts we go to, do you believe? Do you believe? There's a movie one time we went and watched it, do you believe? And this guy's toting a cross, and he's going across the street, and he about gets run over, and he stops, and this man pulls up, and he rolls down the window and says, man, what are you doing? He said, are you a Christian? And he said, man, I'm a preacher. He said, I didn't ask you that. You see, what I'm trying to tell you tonight, all the way through here, I'm going to show you this. He's a rewarder. He gets his place. He's a rock. He's our redeemer. And the question is, do you believe it? All right, let's go. John, chapter number 11, verse number 25. This is Jesus. John 11, 25. And remember the word believest. He's a rewarder, he's a rock, he's a redeemer who's able to save all mankind. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's a wonderful verse. But look what he says in verse 26. Now you're talking about, he's talking to Martha. Okay? He ain't talking to an outsider. He's coming on home with this thing. In verse 26, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. What? Then he asks a question to a faithful person now. Believest thou this? Huh? He said, by the way, you know I am the resurrection. You know I am the life. You know I am the way. You know I am the truth. But do you believe? If you believe that, Martha, you'll receive that. Do you believe that though a man be dead, he shall be alive? Tonight, Jesus said, believest thou this? Turn with me to Acts chapter number 16, if you will. And you're going to remember this. Acts chapter number 16, verse number 30. Paul and Silas is at midnight here. They're praying and singing praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. But in verse number 30, after the prisoners has done shake, the foundation has been shooken. In verse number 30, and brought them out, the guard did, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Verse 31, and they said, "Believe." If all I had to do to be saved was believe and salvation come to my heart, anything I need God to do, I have to believe. Listen to this tonight. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." That's a promise tonight. In Acts chapter number 9 and verse number 36, turn with me there in closing. Acts 9:36. I'm sorry, Acts 8:36. Let's go there. 8:36. This is the eunuch. He's coming down. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here's water. What hindered me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "If you believe with all your heart." And he answered and said, "I believe." What did he believe? "That Jesus Christ is the Son of God." I want to give you this tonight. God's not asked you or I, neither one, to have a big faith. In the book, he's not asking us to have a big faith. He's not, in this book, he's not, in this Bible, he's not asking us to have a humongous faith that outshines everybody in the congregation, everybody in the community, every church around. He's not asking that kind of faith. He's not asking for this big old faith. He's just asking for a believing faith. That you'll believe and have faith that he can do whatever you ask him to do. Tonight, get to that place in your life. Please, whatever you do. Say, "Lord God, whatever I got to lay down to get closer to you, I'm going to lay it down. Whatever I got to give up to get close to you, I'm going to give it up. Whatever I got to do, I believe if I do it that you'll show up and you'll show out in a way like never before." Tonight, we get to this place in our life. And I'll be honest tonight. Why we quit believing, or why I quit believing that God will do it, it's because I've asked for so long, and I hadn't seen it yet. I hadn't seen it yet. But that don't mean he's not answering. That doesn't mean that he's not lining things up, getting it in order, getting it lined up where it will work. And most of the time when he answers and it blows my mind, that's when I like it anyway, don't you? That's when I like it anyway. I like it when it's only God can do it. I can't do it. You can't do it. It's only God can do it. Today, me and Brandy got to go to a baby's doctor's visit. And we sat in that waiting room, and they come and they said, "Dr. Odie has an emergency, had to go deliver a baby. Would you be willing to see another doctor?" And Brandy looked at me, I said, "Yeah, hey, doctor's doctor, you know what I'm saying?" We went in the room and the lady come in and I asked her, I said, "Are you the same as he is?" She said, "No, I'm a step down from him." I said, "Well, what are you?" See, that's awful. Nosy. Hey, I got to know. Just like y'all. Y'all got to know. You got to know who you're talking to. And she told who she was and what she did. And we got to talking. Brandy laid back on the table and they listened to the heart and all that. And when they got done, Brandy looked at me and said, "Now, do you want to talk to her?" And I said, "I sure would like to." And she looked at me and she said, "Do you have a concerning question, sir?" I said, "No, but I do got a good question I need to answer for." And she said, "Okay. What is it?" And I said, "I hate this lot fell on you, but this is the way it is. God has orchestrated for us to be in this room with you today." In Acts 20:28, it says that we must watch over the flock, over the church of God, whom he purchased with his own blood. She looked at me, I had it poured up on my phone so she could read it, King James style. Amen, Brother Connor? So she could read it and we could read it. And she said, "Okay, what's your question?" And I went into what I told y'all on that Wednesday night, how that Jesus was born of a virgin. She said, yes, sir, he's born of a virgin. And I said, I believe that, don't you? She said, oh, yes, sir, I believe he's born of a virgin. Yeah, you know, she's agreeing with me. I said, but also I do know this, that when he was born, his mother was a sinner. Right? Mary was a sinner. And I said, her blood could not have got to Jesus because he'd have had sinful blood. She said, yes, sir, you're exactly right. And I said, all I'm wanting to know is when that placenta, and Kelly says, Dad, I can't stand when you talk like that in church. I said, but all that gets is nutrients and oxygen and stuff, but no blood, correct? And she said, yes, sir, you're correct. And I said, something else I got to know. And I said, I got to know this. I believe it, but I want to know, okay? I said, when that baby's born, he or she could be born with A positive, and the mama could have O, and the daddy could have B or whatever. She said, you're exactly right. And she said, what that is when that baby is born, Chester, you know this, we've talked this. Said, when that baby is born, the baby releases blood back to the mother, but the mother doesn't release blood to the baby. When Jesus, come on, get with me somebody. That's been a shouting moment. Purchased with his own blood. Man, he didn't use nobody else's. When he come and died for you and me, he used his own blood. Oh, glory to God, that excites me. I believe that so much. And she said, there's a shot. I wish I could remember the name. Say it loud. You heard it. That they give that mother. And when they give that mother that is this reason. So that blood of that baby doesn't stay with that mother. Because it would interfere on the next pregnancy. It could have influence on the next pregnancy. So I said, ma'am, what you're trying to tell me is what I believe that Jesus purchased me with his own blood. Believest thou this? Yes, I do believe it. Man, there should be some smiles on some faces in here. Let me tell you, if we talk about the blood and you ain't excited, we got problems. And she said, yes, sir. That's exactly what it is. I said, well, I hate that lot fell to you, but I just had to ask that question. And she told me where she went to church, and they're voting on a pastor tonight. And man, we got to talk and had a good time. God put the right doctor in the right place at the right time today to get the answer that I wanted to know. You said, preacher, why did you have to go to her and ask her that? Knowledge tells me there is that. What? You okay? Acts 20:28. Knowledge tells me, I don't know. Scripture tells me that he is a rewarder. And he is the rock. He didn't use nobody else's blood. He didn't get influenced by no seed. He was planted with the Holy Ghost. Tonight, if you're born again, you're not born again with no other kind of blood but the blood of Jesus Christ. Incorruptible. That's why tonight, if you'll seek him diligently, I mean, you'll get to where you seek him. He's going to reward you. You say, preacher, he can't reward. He can't lie. Titus 1:2, he can't lie. So he told me in the Bible that if I seek him, he's going to reward me. And there ain't a devil in hell. Come on, talk to me, somebody, that can stop that tonight. All these prayer requests that we've been praying for years over here, there ain't a devil can stop it tonight. There's not a demon can stop it tonight. Because he said if I'll seek him, he's going to reward it because he is the rock. And he'll redeem anybody that'll seek him. That'll call on his name. Believest thou this? Folks, tonight, that's what we're fighting in Christianity. The blood of Jesus Christ. You make sure you hold on to that. If you get over the blood, you're in trouble. That blood tells it all. The blood tells it all. My prayer tonight is this, that you seek God. You seek him. So what you going to do? Write a book on that now? No, I'm satisfied. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I just had to know. I just had to talk to a doctor. I just wanted to know. Them old big words, she laid out some more. It didn't do me no good. There's one word, though, that nobody can mistake it. And that's blood. That's blood. Tonight, my prayer is this, that you and everybody that listens online is washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no other way to go to heaven. There's no other way to be rewarded. There's no other way to stand on a rock. And there's no other way to be redeemed but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Thank you for the blessings of life. Lord, I praise your holy name. Lord, I thank you tonight that you are that mercy. You are my peace. Whew. God, you are my life tonight. 27 years lived in darkness, deceived, headed to a devil's hell. Now, Father, I just stand on that rock. Lord, whoever tonight, I'm praying right now that a hundredfold blessing be put on every person in this church. I pray right now if they start seeking you in a way like they never have before, I pray that you open the windows of heaven, and I pray right now that you pour something on them that they can't understand it, and that's fine. I don't want to understand it. That all they know, it had to come from you and nobody else. And Lord God, I pray right now that as a church, we continue to stand on that rock. And if we'll do that, we'll see people here come to that place in their life where they've been redeemed. Father, I love you and I praise your holy name. Bless this congregation. Have your will and way. Be with all the prayer requests. We bind them in Jesus' name. Healing. Baby Landry, we claim healing. Lord, the prayer request tonight of kids that went wayward, we call them back home. We don't call it a miss, but we believe. We're people that are hurting. People's got to go to the doctor this week. We claim healing. Thank you for our doctors and how you use them. In Jesus' holy name, all of God's people said, amen.